Hello, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. You are listening to Sell or Die, and you're on the Sell or Die Network. I'm joined today by the great
Jen Gluckow, CEO and author.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, but I am now the author. I love that word of Sales in a New York Minute. Coming out January 1st, but you can pre-order now.
And normally we give you motivational things that you can turn into money on Monday. But today we have the pleasure of introducing our newest member, the newest member of our Sell or Die Network. She's the host of the podcast Selling with Soul. And her latest episode just released today, Diehards, Please Say Hello to the Great Meredith Messenger.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Meredith. Hey, we have some familiar faces on here as well. Keen, who's here, is from the Philippines. And Keen just won our contest. We had a contest in our Facebook group to see who could share out the most episodes with the most friends and send us screenshots. And Keen sent, like, I can't even count. There are way too many to count. So, hey, Keen and Mike and Leah and Matt, what's up, guys? We're glad you're here.
So, start us out, Meredith. Come on. How'd you get into sales? What made sales perk for you?
I like it. Now, first, I want to say congratulations, because it seems like there's a lot of congrats going on here. Two book launches, it feels like, right?
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah, you guys.
Thank you.
No, the real congratulations is Saturday. I ran a 5K with my kid.
She did.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, without any training.
And finished. I trained for a whole week.
What, 2 days?
Oh, 3 days. But that, I trained for a whole week. Come on.
Oh, well, man.
I finished without dying. I got the medal.
Well, Meredith, we are glad you're here. We're glad you could join us live. And we're even more glad that you're joining our network. That is freaking awesome. So if you haven't yet listened to Meredith's podcast, it's called Selling with Soul, and you can download it on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So what got you into selling?
Let's hear it.
Let's go back to our first question.
How'd you get into it?
Seriously, I was born into sales. I've always been like this. I have a thing for finding win-wins, right? You know, finding
I
that
thought you were going to say you came out of the womb and asked the doctor if she wanted to buy a magazine subscription.
Could be true. My mom didn't share that story with me, but I've got plenty of other ones. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Well, you were crying for the sale. That probably did something.
Get me out of here. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But no, seriously. I mean, I've been in sales my entire life. I view selling as like just part of everyday life, whether you're trying to figure out how to put your toddler to bed, which is a huge pain point for me right now, trying to convince him that that's the right thing to do, or selling an idea or a product or a service or yourself, you're always selling something. So, and I've kind of known that my entire life.
Talk about the soul part, because your company, your podcast is called Selling with Soul. Where does that originate from?
I think that real selling, selling that is effective, comes from passion. It comes from authenticity. And in today's selling environment, I just see too many people trying to cover up who they really are, hide their passion for what they're doing. And it's almost robotic, right? And it's interesting because you hear about AI and everything coming into sales and you think to yourself, well, what's that going to do for, you know, the sales profession? But for me, I just see too many people doing things that they either morally don't feel good about, or covering themselves up, or trying to be these sales robots, if you will. And I'm totally against that. I think people should figure out how to bring their authentic selves into their sales game and bring that passion, because that's what keeps you going. Sales is not the easiest thing in the world.
I don't think it's effective to call a customer and say, would you like me to bore the shit out of you with these marketing slides that I got?
It's totally ineffective, and it's a short game, right? So I see a lot of sales, and I'm going to use air quotes, like those sales gurus out there right now, and there's a lot of formulas and a lot of things you should be doing according to them. But if you ask me, it all starts with you, right?
And we are asking you.
Yeah, damn it. And we want to know. The one thing I want to know is on your website, it says that you recite 90s hip hop in your car. Do you have a... Want to give us a little example? You want to like go down hip hop lane with us?
Oh my God, you're killing me. But I'm a big fan of Wu-Tang. Probably does not make me the best mother in the world. But yeah, I do Wu-Tang. I do a lot of Beastie Boys. There's a lot of 90s hip hop.
My go-to hip hop, like rap song was Juicy.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I totally know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. I know. Okay, this, as the staff is breaking up now.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Come on, what do you got?
I would like get on a chair.
Come on, Meredith. Come on, give us a couple of.
I can't. You're killing. I can't top that. I was not prepared for that part of it. Yeah. No, it's a good time though.
Well, we will have
none
you
of
back.
Us were. None of us were.
We will have you back on the show. You better frickin' be prepared. That's all I'm saying.
Nada is laughing his ass off right now. Oh my God. I love
we
it.
We can totally get it done.
Okay, so I was listening to one of your podcasts, I think it was the latest one, the one on prospecting, and talking about authentic selves. You were talking about mistakes people make when prospecting, and one of the things you brought up was like these templates. Like, yeah. What are you doing? So tell us, like, because that ties right back into your Selling with Soul message. And so let's talk about that for a minute.
For you diehards out there, I want you to think about the way you prospect. And are you prospecting from a template or are you prospecting from your heart? Your soul.
Exactly. Yeah.
Go for it, Meredith.
I learned a long time ago, and Jeffrey's book is behind me. So The Little Red Book is one of the books, first books I read when I went into sales. And I learned a long time ago that sales are formed on relationships. Relationships are not started with form letters. They're just not. That's like
really?
A checklist thing, right?
So but there's so many, like you said, there's right? so many gurus telling you to do this form letter, this template, this automated thing.
No, exactly. It's counterintuitive to everything we know that actually works with sales. And I think there's some things that are like fundamentally true about sales that will never change over time. The tools that we use change, but I don't think the fundamentals of sales really changes that much. And relationship building is a fundamental part of it. So you got to think about how do you build a relationship regardless of whatever tool you're using. And it's not the same with everybody. So therefore templates, they don't work. They just don't work. And I think you can take, you know, ideas that have worked for you before and formats and you can repurpose them, but they need to be customized for who you're talking to. And they need to be customized for you. Like, how would you sound in real life? What is your personality like? How are you going to capture someone's attention? And then do that, right? Just do that and let yourself be out there. Take a risk and break the template mold.
I have a personal rule. If I get a solicitation email, and there's bullet points, I delete it.
Yeah.
You don't like bullet points? What do you have against bullet points?
I don't like them because they're phony. They tell me all about why I should listen to this person or why they need to sell me their stuff. And I don't want it. I don't need it. And I don't want it.
So what do you do instead? Like, what do you do to keep the time saved? Because I think that's why a lot of people are using templates, but then still make it personal. How do you do that?
Yeah, I keep the same form, Matt, like depending on who I'm writing to, if it's in or what tool I'm using, if it's email or whatever. I do follow a very simple sort of like same three topics, but the beginning, I always focus on the other person. And I think that really resonates, whether you're selling yourself to get on a podcast or selling a widget. But the beginning of every interaction that I have with a potential client or guest or whomever is always about them. Why would I want to reach out to them? Why in particular, what is interesting about them or what impact have they had on my business or my life? But you have to figure that part out and you have to be sincere about it. Like, why are you reaching out to that person? And figure out a way to articulate that like concisely, because most of us aren't reading six pages that you're typing, and get their attention.
I can tell you, I get a lot of solicitations to join on LinkedIn. You know, they want me to be in their network.
Yeah.
And I don't care what they're selling. I don't care what they do. But the people that write me, I read The Little Red Book. I read The Sales Bible. I own all your books. Those are the ones I'll click on and accept immediately and thank them.
Someone just called. And the reason I took his call is because the first thing he said was, I purchased and read three of Jeffrey's books. And da-da-da. I'm like, okay, I'll hear you out. You're trying to sell me something, but you started off right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, that's just it, right? And so it gives you the opportunity to start a conversation. And I think that's what prospecting is. It's just getting a step forward to developing a relationship. You're not getting married. You're just asking for a date.
Ooh.
And that's what I like.
I like that.
Yeah, just, I want to meet for coffee. I don't.
Yeah, totally, right?
I don't
need
to go to the beach for a weekend.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Like if somebody emails
me. That's a long-ass date.
So,
but it's safe. It's safe because right. I know that it could be 15 minutes long and I could leave if I don't like him. Right. So that's all you're trying to do is make a safe introduction and get them to talk back to you a little bit.
Exactly. So and
the easiest way to start is with their background.
That's right. Yeah. Nobody. Right. So to pull a Jeffrey line, nobody gives a shit about you. It's about the person you're talking to.
That's right.
You had
very
to use
well
vulgar
said.
Language
that's
to say
very
that?
Well said. That's
I
how
did,
you
that's
would
how
say
you would have said it.
That's
it's
how you
exactly
would have said
correct.
It.
Exactly correct. Okay, cool.
So Leah says, someone teach Jeffrey to see walk from the moment I was rapping.
Yeah.
And if you guys were not yet on the Facebook live, I highly suggest you rewind.
Yeah, you missed that. It was awesome.
Wes and Greg are here, and Ron Goodwin's here, and Greg Fox
hey, Ron,
is here.
Thank you.
Ron, that was freaking awesome. Ron sent us these hats and Gabriella.
Philip Eagles hats.
Man, they're so, and they're warm, and they're cool, and he made them, and oh, they're amazing. If you want to get a good gift that's personalized for a client, you should go see Ron because he can totally help you.
We will put his stuff in the show notes.
Yes,
so we can
for
get
sure.
Ron,
send us like the website you want us to put in the show notes.
Great guy.
So can I ask a question about Ron for a second?
Yeah.
Did you guys know Ron before he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we met Ron through... Ron had, I think, read Jeffrey's books.
Yeah.
And
flew in for a seminar.
And and knows Richard Greaves.
Oh, yeah.
And had communicated with us on Facebook. So he knows a mutual friend. He wasn't like just some stranger who sent us some random personalized stuff in the mail. It was like very meaningful because I would say over the past year have you know, created
a
relationship.
We met him and we realized he was a good guy.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
All of a sudden the box shows up with the... a bunch of Eagles
hats
so
and a really cool shirt for Gabrielle that fit her perfectly.
And Jen puts the thing on, right? It's one of those old-fashioned things with the flaps over the ears. And Jen goes, I'm not an Eagles fan. I said, wear the fucking hat.
He's like, you are now. Well, I...
Exactly.
Okay, so we have... I don't know how to say your name. I apologize. It's either Steven or Stefan or Stefan, but welcome.
Okay.
And he says, I'm new to Sell or Die. I listen on Spotify, and I'm happy to be live for my Motivational Monday.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. We are glad you are
That's
here.
Exciting.
Well, we have Spotificated somebody.
So talking about Motivation Monday, Meredith, how do you get motivated? Like, how do you inspire yourself?
Yeah. So I'm a bit of a psychology buff, and I study something called positive psychology. And positive psychology is...
Wait, they have that course?
Yeah. It's the study of how people foster positive emotions.
Okay.
So, who wrote that book?
How do you build resiliency? How do you keep motivation? How do you build confidence? How do you overcome fears? Things
is
like
it,
that.
Is so, it a book or a course?
It's an entire discipline.
Oh.
Yeah. That's and so cool. There are books. And there's a great book on how to use positive psychology in sales called Selling Boldly. And so anybody, that's a great book recommendation. But so the study of positive psychology influences a lot of what I do and how I manage myself. I create all kinds of, I call it positivity bubble. So I create all kinds of opportunities to celebrate wins, to remember the difference that I'm making in the world, returning to my why, cheesy things that Jeffrey would probably laugh at, like client success board. So if you're ever selling and you're like, you know, you hit a wall and you get a bunch of rejections and, or you're really struggling with prospecting or whatever it is, you can return back to this and say, this is why I'm doing this. Like my business actually makes a difference in other people's lives.
Or celebrating a 2-year-old peeing in the toilet.
Celebrating him going to bed. How about that?
I want to see you one day. That would be really inspiring. Maybe you can post a picture in the Facebook group, like the client success board, because I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like
That's
that too.
Idea.
That's unique.
Yep.
We're going to go with calendars in the year 2019, but it's Gabrielle's calendar. She wants to have a daily, what does she have to achieve today?
Yeah.
And I think that and she's going to do it with my granddaughter, Isabel, who already has her calendar. And of course, Gabrielle wants her calendar.
I bought them both the same $65 calendar. She has it. I promise.
Oh, cool.
She already has it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. One other thing that would be great even for, so with my 13-year-old, one of the things we're doing is we're journaling every day. One thing that's awesome about her.
Oh,
so
cool.
One thing that she and I experienced, or like if she struggles, I can be like, well, I saw you do this awesome thing, you know, and that's all about confidence and remembering you know, that even though sometimes things don't go right, that you have something to reflect back on and say, things go right more often than I can remember. Yeah.
That's really important, especially as the teenager begins to evolve.
Yes, absolutely. With clients, one of the things I do a lot is we collect testimonials. And testimonials are great for business purposes, but in terms of motivation, it just keeps it front and center around the difference you're making in other people's businesses and lives.
So if you're listening now, you're diehard, could you please tell us why you love us?
iTunes.
Not that we're begging.
On iTunes, please.
We need this.
5-star reviews accepted here. We'll work for 5-star reviews.
Oh, man. Hey, Meredith. So I want to skip over now to podcasting, because you have this amazing podcast. You've just joined our network, and you're on your 15th or 16th episode. You're really getting into it. What originally got you into podcasting?
I love to talk.
Cool.
I'm a salesperson.
All right.
A salesperson.
It definitely helps.
She is honest, guys. Yeah. She is totally honest.
Thanks for being on my podcast. I got nothing to say, and I was wondering if I got you on here so you could...
All right. So you love to talk.
I mean, the reality is how do you amplify your voice? You know, moving beyond the one-to-one conversation, how do you get a message out there in a powerful way that can impact lots of people at once? And I think podcasting is this great opportunity to do that. I think the other thing for me is networking. I've met so many amazing people through my podcast. So it certainly has business benefits as well. If anyone's thinking about starting a podcast, it's not an easy thing to do. So it takes up a lot of time, and I'll just do that caveat there, but it can do a lot of things for your business. But most of all, what I found is it attracts people to you. It's a very intimate medium. Yeah. So as you're getting your message out there and you're in people's cars and in their earbuds all the time, it's funny because people will say, oh, Meredith, I know you, you did blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, wait, what? How do you? It's because of the podcast, which is a weird feeling, but people feel like they know you.
Meredith says in your earbud rather than in your ear.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge distinction today because more people have earbuds in than ever.
Hopefully they're AirPods because those things rock.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Hey, so Meredith, I have a question. Who is your podcast for? What kind of person, what kind of salesperson will get the most value out of your podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I work with small businesses. So anywhere from 2 to 50 employees, this really seems to resonate with. And individual salespeople who maybe aren't getting within the small business environment the complete sales training that you would get in maybe a more corporate or larger company environment. So I help entrepreneurs, individuals, and small businesses with sales and revenue generation strategies. So it's fairly specific. We do some B2C stuff, and I do have people who sell consumer goods listen, but by far and large, it's a B2B, business-to-business audience.
Okay, guys. So go download, subscribe to Meredith's podcast. We pinned a comment with the link. We'll put it in the show notes as well.
And Messenger, come on. What could be better? What could
She's
you
a messenger.
You couldn't have a better name.
You're a natural messenger.
Yeah. I mean, you almost have to put afterward, it's my real name, I swear to God. You know?
It's so funny that you said that, because that's what Mark Hunter always says. He was on my podcast, and he was talking about how he promises that's his real name.
Oh, that's so
cool.
Funny.
Yeah. I have an idea, though, for you.
Sure.
See, you're behind you, for those of you who are watching, it says Selling with Soul. I think you should have the word script underneath that and crossed out, and then soul. Selling with script, crossed out soul.
Yeah.
Because I think that defines specifically what your message is as as the messenger of concept. Just my opinion.
That's a great idea. I love it.
I could be wrong.
Well, I incorporate all of your opinions because as you'll listen to the podcast, I started calling myself the sales messenger.
I love it.
Cool.
I love it.
Yeah, that was a Jeffrey Gittimer idea.
That was. Very good idea, honey.
Well, you're either born with it or you're not. You know what I mean? And we've already played the Fly Eagles Fly Fight song. So
now, what was your 5K time again? What was that?
He finished.
Under an hour.
All right.
He did.
I finished ahead of all the people that could hardly run.
Listen, I'll tell you this. For someone who trained twice by running a mile each time and almost walking a third time, but then it rained.
Yeah.
You did a really good job, honey.
Well, just to confess, I have been a runner. In a former athletic life, I used to get up every day and run 3 or 4 miles and 7 on the weekend. So it's not like I'm uneducated runner, and I'm running with a 9-year-old who's not going to run the whole distance anyway. So it was kind of a fun run rather than a, you know, I didn't do it for time.
Meredith, have you ever run a 5K? Do you run?
Okay, so here's the deal. I hate running. I have run a 5K. You know, I was going to say running is completely mental.
Yeah.
Like, no.
When you get into like really long distances, yes, like that's like specialized training or whatever.
That's right.
But it's mental. It's like keeping yourself going when you just are bored or don't feel like doing it anymore.
And my statement always has been, it doesn't help you live longer. It just seems longer.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So do
I like doing
you
short
don't run
distance
now?
Running.
No, me neither. I'm not a runner.
I'm okay with it either way. It feels great when you're done. It feels like shit while you're doing it. But it feels great when you're done. When you're in that shower and you just finished a great run and you're sweaty and then you're in a hot shower, it feels wonderful. All of you runners out there, or both of you that are listening today, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. But there's something about it that there's an adrenaline thing that kicks in. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It's like making a sale. When you're done making that sale, you feel like $1 million.
But it doesn't usually, hopefully for most of you, don't feel like shit during the whole process. If you don't love it during that process, there's some problem.
Oh, I love running.
Are you out of breath when you make a sale, Jeffrey?
I got to tell you, we finished. They give you a little medal, and
he's been wearing
kid,
the medal.
It was a wonderful.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience.
I was cheering them on at the end, and they didn't hear me at all. I was so mad.
So I have a motivational moment to share.
Please.
Okay.
Yesterday I ran for the first time in a month.
Whoa.
And I was on a solid streak for a while, and you know we've been working hard here, and I've been making excuses, and I basically took a month off, but I made my comeback run yesterday. And it was really difficult, but it happened. And so the question I have out of this for Meredith and you guys as well is, let's take that to sales. Like, what happens when you've been off the horse for a while, Meredith? Like, what does it take to get back on that horse?
Oh, I guess, you know, I think to me it depends on how desperate you are for money, right? So sales is like riding a bike. Once you figure out sort of the intricacies of it and your style, it doesn't go away. But I have a little bit of a different opinion on it in that I view sales as a daily activity. It really is. It's a muscle memory thing. It's psychologically, it's a confidence loop. So the more you do it, the better you get at it, the better you feel about doing it. So especially for non-enterprise sales, non-complex sales people, it's really important that as you're developing those skills, you're doing it every single day. So I said, I've never gotten off the horse. I set an hour aside at least every single day
to sell.
Dedicated to revenue generation stuff, right?
So
that's really important.
I will tell you, this is from a running perspective, it's the same as a sales perspective. The first mile is the toughest, and then you get what's known as a second wind.
Mm.
And once the second wind kicks in, it's a hell of a lot easier to run the second mile than it is to run the first mile.
So,
and
Doug,
any runner will tell you that.
Yeah. I have some questions for you, Doug. What did you do to psych yourself up before your run?
Yeah.
Well, I stretched a lot because I knew that
okay.
pain was coming. Right now,
right.
My quads are on fire.
Stretching is otherwise known as procrastinating, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was delaying.
I don't know. It could be, wait a second. It could be like preparing.
Yeah, I just actually, stretch is equal to preparing. Keep going.
So, you know, I turned on my favorite run songs. You know, I had my music going. I had my guided run by Nike. This is not an ad for Nike, but they have some great guided runs.
We wish they were sponsoring us.
Exactly.
There's actually one called Comeback Run, so I was listening to that, and it's all about psyching you up to sort of get back on. So I was using all the tools that I know to be available to me to get back out there. But ultimately, it started with me. I said, I've already got my sweatpants on. I had my sweats on. I was like, you're going to go out and just break the streak. And once you break the streak, it's a lot easier to keep that next streak going.
Did you run by a Starbucks?
So in just equating that now to the sale, you had the confidence from previous runs.
Yep.
So you knew you could do it because you had done it before. You had belief in yourself from previous runs. You were able to inspire or motivate your own self. And you knew you had tools inside your phone or wherever to do that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you stretched, which I would equate to preparing for the sale or preparing for the run.
What a bunch of metaphors were coming up.
Yeah, I love
this.
This
is amazing.
And then, I mean, it is
you had clothes
just like,
on?
It,
you had clothes
it,
on?
It is just like the sale, because at the finish line, that's like the close.
Right. You're
and
like,
then
I,
you made it. You
I did it.
It. Yeah.
I love
it's
I did
it. It's a huge feeling of pride and accomplishment.
Absolutely. And if you're doing, and now that you have that feeling, if you go out tomorrow and you train every day, it's just going to get more intense for you, right? So
yes.
It'll be easier next time. You'll have all that perspective and experience to draw from.
I'm going to throw something else at you, which Doug did not get, but I did get on Saturday. They gave you a medal for finishing. Not a millennial participation medal. I'm talking about you actually crossed the finish line. And then we have a new way of celebrating. It's called selfie. And there were 1,000 people taking selfies when they crossed the finish line. It was unbelievable. And this is a project for girls. It's called Girls on the Run.
Yeah.
And if you have a third, fourth, or fifth grader and your daughter is not in Girls on the Run, you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's all about building girls' confidence and physical stamina.
Now, wait a minute. I did get a medal. My wife, Katie, gave me a medal afterwards. It was shaped like a bag of trash. I had to take it out. But it was a medal.
You put it in medal.
That's right. Here's one thing I did do. I made sure to celebrate my run, and I think you can do that in sales as well.
Oh, sure.
You have to make sure to give yourself a pat on the back. Yep. Meredith, how do you celebrate a sale?
I just go out and do more. I you know, for me, I have to remind myself to take a step back and say, you know what, take a deep breath. This was a good one. But I do it, and usually it involves wine. So I give myself a nice glass of wine.
Mine involves the mall.
She has the right concept, though. The easiest time to make a sale is right after you made one.
That's right. Yeah. I just keep going. Yeah. I found that momentum is really important in sales, especially if you're an everyday seller. So if you're primary responsibility is to go out and generate business for your company.
So if any of our diehards are listening out there, Meredith, could you tell us what your favorite wine is in case someone wants to send it to you?
Listen, I'll take anything, okay? I've got a 2-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 13-year-old. I am not picky.
Well, Jen's favorite wine is take me to Paris. It's her favorite wine.
Right. Did I tell you we're going?
No.
Oh. Surprise!
Yay!
Happy Monday!
And there you go. So,
all right, this is awesome.
No, this is amazing.
Yeah. Wes has already subscribed to your podcast. He said, if you're half as awesome as Jeffrey and Jennifer, the podcast will rock. Have a dynamite day and week. So, Wes, you are dynamite. Thank you. Greg just subscribed, and also his daughter loves Girls on the Run. I love that.
Cool.
I love that. Yeah. Nice. Mark, we're glad you're here as well. This is
Bob,
awesome.
Bob, we are not real happy you're here. Please go to hell. And when you get there, tell them I said hey.
Rachel is here. Hey, Rachel. This is awesome. Bring on the wine. All right. So, Meredith, we're going to say goodbye now. We're going to wrap up our show. So, guys, don't go anywhere. We're still going
to
be here.
Yeah, we have a couple things to tell you.
But you can get more.
That are none of Meredith's business.
You can get more Meredith on her show.
Bye, you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
No, I have personally listened to Meredith's podcast, and they're damn good.
That's right.
I would totally recommend that you listen to them as well.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That's my endorsement. If you want to take a clip out of this thing, Selling with Soul is damn good.
There you go.
Please listen.
Thank you. My name
is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling. So there you go.
Excellent. Thank you. Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everyone.
Cheers.
All right. So, Ron Goodwin has subscribed. Thank you, Ronnie.
Cool.
And
cool.
Chris says it's game day. Go Birds. Oh, are they playing today?
Do we talk about the
Eagles on the show anymore?
Only 3 times.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, my God. So,
that was amazing. So I just want to say something about the Sell or Die Network, because a lot of people may not know this. So we have a network now where we're accepting applications for other podcasts. So if you know of an amazing podcast, you can nominate them to join our network. There's a fee. Or if you have a podcast, it's not a big deal. We actually, Doug and our team here, Nada, they produce the show and they get it out and all that. But it is application only, and we don't just accept anyone. We're creating the edit of podcasts. We're creating the best of the best. So if you know other really good podcasts, they could join our network.
And
let
speaking
us know.
Of best of the best, we're ending this year with our best podcast episodes.
Wow, that was such a good tie-in,
I know,
Jeffrey.
That was a
we really
segue.
Are.
It's called a segue. And I segued into that pretty good. So you can help us pick it out. Diehards, if you have a special podcast episode that you love, please put it on a Facebook Live or email it to sellordie@gittimer.com. We will select it. We will edit a little bit out of it, and we will put it up on the network again.
So all you have to do is go in the Facebook group, and you can actually vote. There's a poll in there. You can vote on your favorite episode. We put in the episodes that got a lot of downloads, but really you can add whatever episode you related to the most or you got the most out of. And then what we're going to do is Nada is taking the best of the best episodes, and he's compiling them into one amazing episode that you're going to get to listen to at the end of the year. Is that right, Nada? Oh, he got the mic.
You're on.
We can hear you. Could everyone hear him?
I would like every... Hold on.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, you're on.
I would like everybody to put me to work because I really do want like two episodes. I think there's enough content for everybody involved to where you need to get in. And I would, again, use the democratic process. Vote. Let me know which ones you guys want to see for 2020.
Vote early. Vote often.
You know, this is the like weirdest thing. We had this contest last week. It was a one-day contest. We said, all you have to do is share this out with your friends. Tell them your favorite episode. We were priming you to think about your favorite episode.
Exactly.
And send us screenshots. And not many of you participated in the contest.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why. A bunch of you did, and that's good. But some of our diehards.
Yeah, like what
like,
this? What
where
this,
were you? Come on.
The,
pay attention
what
here. You could have won.
Right.
So.
WTS.
Yeah, exactly. So we really, really, really want you to participate
in this
begging.
One. Jen's not begging.
Not much.
No. Now, let's talk about what's coming up, Jenny. I think we've begged them enough.
Yeah. You know, I had something motivational for today.
Oh.
Is there time or should I save it for next week?
Let's do it.
All right. I have a quote that I want to read to you guys, and I want you to comment in there, what do you think about when you hear this quote?
Okay.
Yeah. So the quote is, it's from John Dewey, who is an American philosopher, and he says, we don't learn from experience, we learn from reflecting on experience.
Whoa.
So I want to know what that makes you think about. Are you thinking about something that's gone on through the year that you could reflect on? What? We were busy selling and I didn't see the contest. All right. So what do you think about? Jeffrey, what do you think about?
I think that is, that hits the nail on the head. I reflect often on things that have happened over a period of time. And sometimes your personal philosophies change upon reflection over time. And, you know, you may have reflected on why this happened or why this didn't happen or the death of someone or what a mentor means to you or what someone said to you over a period of time. I can tell you this. As a big baseball fan, we used to mock the baseball game show, the Phillies games when I was a kid on TV. The wrap-up was by a guy named Benny Benghoff. And Benny Benghoff is the number one card of the 1933 baseball set. The Gowdy set, and he's the most valuable card in the set. But he became a coach he was a catcher for the Yankees. He became a coach for the Phillies, and he ended his wrap up by saying, to be a big leaguer, think big league.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to mock it because he would always have to read it from a cue card, and he would always like put his finger up, you know, to be a big leaguer, think big league. Well, 30 years later, that became a mantra for me.
Mm-hmm.
Think big league is how every salesperson needs to think. Otherwise, you're thinking like a punk.
Every time, yeah.
And so that was one of the reflections that I had on somebody's statement or somebody's quote or something experience that I had.
So for you diehards, I love that, Jeffrey. For you diehards out there who are listening, I want you to, you don't have to tell us this, you can keep it private, but I want you to consider whether you thought of a negative experience and immediately thought about, well, I had this experience or I lost the sale or whatever, and that's something I could learn. Or if you thought of a positive experience. And what I want you to do this week, my challenge for you, is to actually write down a positive experience, an accomplishment that you had in 2018 that you can learn from. Because this is Motivation Monday.
Right.
We
for yourself.
Motivated.
Right? You don't need to share with us. This is for you, most important person in the world. You need to just talk to yourself about what you did that was good, what the outcome of it was, and how you can replicate that or how you can duplicate that throughout the year 2019. I mean, this is going to be the best economic year we've had in the past five decades.
Doug has a comment.
Well, and a big part of this is allowing yourself that time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not certain that we as a society, and definitely an American society, really value thinking time. Like,
right.
We value working time.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm not sure we value the time that it takes to reflect on the work that we've done.
That's right. And I think a big part of this, too, is like a lot of us went negative. I know you did. I know you immediately, some of you immediately thought of something that you didn't win or didn't do good enough.
Or didn't like.
That you can learn from. And that's a great experience. That's a great way to reflect for sure. But how often are you taking those positive accomplishments and using them? I guess any accomplishment would be positive. So that's like a double whatever.
Maybe.
But how often are you taking your achievements, your accomplishments, and actually reflecting on them?
Right. Basking in your own sunlight, for God's sakes, even if it's a cloudy day.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Don't tell me you don't have time for it. Just wake up an hour earlier.
No, this could take 5 minutes today. Just do it today.
You're not going to like this. Go to bed sober. Wake up earlier and start focusing on yourself for the first hour of the day before everybody else wakes up. For 25 years, I've been making money while people are asleep. And let me tell you something.
Jeffrey doesn't sleep.
It works. You wake up and you focus on yourself. You read something positive. You write something positive. You make a plan for something positive for the day. And you know what? Shit happens positive.
That's right.
And if you don't, it won't. I can promise you that.
And make sure to stretch.
All right. So we're going to go to the rundown of the week.
Cool.
Let
me throw something at Doug, by the way, for stretching.
Yeah, go for it.
Stretch your risk factor as well.
Mm.
Like you can stretch your muscles, that's part of the deal, but why don't you stretch where you're willing to go? Why don't you reach out to that customer that you've been scared shitless of and try to connect with them in a way that maybe a LinkedIn way with a positive message that may have some SEO value on some of the words that you write so that he or she might want to find you and connect with you. So if you're going to stretch physically and stretch mentally.
Yes.
with your positive approaches to life.
100%.
So I'm
actually going to be writing about this on my Instagram today. If you guys aren't following
me yet. Oh, sure, copy us.
No, not that part. My part about the positive accomplishments and what are you thinking about. So if you guys want to follow me on Instagram and make sure to comment, because I really want to engage with you there, that would be awesome. We're going to pop in a link to my Instagram in just a minute.
Cool.
But let's go down to the rundown for the week. So tomorrow we have part one of our conversation with Dustin Hillis.
Love that guy.
He's the founder of Southwestern Consulting. And we talk about his sales career and his no more attitude that helped him succeed in sales. It's a really awesome episode. And then on Wednesday.
Hold on, let me do this.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
We have a special look at Sales in a New York Minute. We took a few snippets of Jen's new book called Sales in a New York Minute and give you a few insights into the creation of the book that comes out on January the 1st. But luckily, you can pre-order it right now on Amazon by just hitting that buy now button.
That's right. That's right. And then on Thursday, we continue the conversation with Dustin Hillis. It's part two. And he talks more about like culture and leadership and how to create the right culture and leadership within your sales team. And then on Friday, we have our weekly best of, which I love. And that's where we take bite-sized content from each of the episodes throughout the week. We break it down into small
digestible
goblets that you can listen to.
So get out there and run a mile and get your second wind so you can run the second mile, because that's where the sales are made. Not in the first mile. They're made in the extra mile.
I feel like we missed someone's question from earlier.
Well, luckily,
yes,
we're out of time.
I know, but it was our new listener, Stefan or Steven. How do we pronounce your name? Help us. So we're going to answer that question either on a video message in the Facebook group, or we're going to answer your question on next week.
But for now, we're out of here.
Motivation Monday.
My name is Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm challenging you to get out there, run a mile, and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Bye.
All right, we're up.
Woo!
Yeah, Meredith Messenger is good because she's Northeastern. I'm good. We need to tell people they need to come from the Northeast in order to be on the podcast.